Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Phil, what is Newsom saying?
What he's saying is that he wants the Attorney General to investigate, one, if there's any kind of price fixing going on, and two, if the claims by the gas companies that their blends are better than anybody else's are true. Basically, what he's trying to deal with is the fact that last year we paid $1.5 billion more for gasoline than we should have or expected to. Now, California already has the most expensive gas in the country. It's in part because we have our own special blend to clean up the air. It helps Los Angeles. It helps the Central Valley. But we pay for it all across the state. It makes it virtually impossible to bring cheap gas in from Arizona, Nevada, or Oregon, or a whole bunch of other places. But what's also happened is that we haven't increased our refineries. We don't make as much gas as we possibly should. And every time there's a glitch in one of the refineries, like the recent fires, prices go up because supply goes down. What happened in 2015, it went up, and rather than come back down, it stayed up, and that has cost consumers about $1.5 billion, and Newsom wants to know why.
You know, we have heard, Phil, for so many years, oh, California's special blends, you just referred to it. Does the governor suspect that some of that just isn't true, that they're just taking, you know, California are used to paying more, let's just charge them an extra 50 cents or a buck?
You know something, Doug? Both. Number one, you know, Gavin Newsom knows that the blend costs more. That already accounts for us probably paying a buck more than the rest of the country. And by the way, you notice how these stories always seem to come up in, towards the end of summer and fall after people have done their trips out of state and come back and say, wow, am I paying so much? But that's one part. The second part is that, yes, I think the California producers and gas stations have realized that people are willing to pay. And like it or not, it's a free market. You know, one of the strangest things, you know, even around here in the Bay Area, we pay high gases. But it's not unusual to have one station, let's say an off-brand, offering cheaper gas for cash across the street from and have a few customers, and then have the big, like, Chevron or 76 or something like that with people lined up to pay more. You know, it's how we operate. It doesn't make sense that way either. So he wants the Attorney General to take a look at it. What he'll find, I'm not sure if anything. This is the third time we've had a call for the Attorney General to get involved. We're going to reexamine our boutique gas? Probably not. Gavin's got to do something, though, because with gas, possibly if it breaks the $5 mark, he's got to look like he's at least done something, and calling for an investigation is at least a safe bet.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.